Freddie Green and some got the turn coach and them. You know, just a little on there, you know, we call it the knife. You know, when you get on there, they, you see them do the neck that way, well, that's something come down and the goose is here and it's red.
Ooh.
Well, that's them little change, but they can change their color. When they get on something brown, they turn brown. They're on a green leaf, they turn green.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, is there any difference if they live in the land or if they live in the water?
They stay on trees, on green bushes.
Okay. If you're going to go fishing, what would you call the worms that you might use for bait?
Well, you can, as I call them, some red baits and some wiggly. You know, you can dig in around these old trees with bank up around these gum trees. And boy, you can get some wigglers, but you got to be fast to get them. If you don't, you go right back in the ground fast and you can grab them.
Okay, is there any difference between, like, if there's some small ones and some big ones? Do you have any names for those?
House baits, they're red, but they're small, some about that long and some little longer.
Okay.
But these wigglers, some of them bigger than your finger.
Ooh.
But when you put one of them and throw it in the river, you can come down
and you're gonna catch fish.
You can get it out.
Yeah. In the summertime, there's an insect that you see a light at night, and it sort of lights up and it goes on and on.
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug, okay. And a lot of times when you're out fishing, you'll see an insect that has a long, thin body. It's black. It has these filmy wings. And
it'll them old gallon nipples. They're long. Boy, they'll eat you up around the creek. If you reach it when you go to bed, you're still rubbing.
Okay.
You have to come and take your bath before you go to bed.
And sometimes, though, if you're fishing, there might be a bigger insect than that.
Yellow flies.
Okay. There's an insect that builds a nest out of mud. And it,
a dirt dog.
A dirt dog. I was going to say, it'll like the size of the houses.
When it's got his head and body, the biggest part and his tail part, it's just a little bit of thing, but he there.
Okay. What do you call some nuts that ripen underground? And there are a lot of them that go around.
Peanuts.
How do you fix peanuts?
Well, they should be long in September. November, I think it is. Robert, is it August when they plant up peanuts or September? Last August when you plow peanuts, you know, and then they shake them, they take them and get them up with the plow, you know, and then they take the rake and go ahead and go behind them and rake them, and that turns them off.
Have you ever boiled peanuts?
Yeah, they're good boiled.
Yeah, like
put you a little salt in there, you know.
I like
them. Cooks through them, you know.
Yeah.
You can give on them all day.
Okay, if your boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy is what to his father?
Just a daddy child, boy.
Okay. If he looks just exactly like him, if the boy like has brown hair and the father had brown hair, you would say the child really does what to the father?
Loves him.
Okay. If he acts just the same way as his father does, you might say he's the spitting image of his father, but you might say he does what just like his father?
Everything he do, he tries to take pattern after his daddy.
Okay. What do you call a woman who might help at childbirth, but who isn't a nurse?
Drink cold.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said, what do you call a woman who, like, helps if somebody's going to have a baby, and she'll help with the birth of the baby, but she's not a nurse?
She just that helping out a little while.
Does she have a name? Do you have a name that you give her?
Yeah, after some good, you'll find.
Midwife.
Huh?
Midwife.
What did he say?
Midwife.
Midwife. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They're midwife for helping out.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, and you know he's a city person, and you see him, what might a country person call him?